thought the first 30 minutes, the team were fantastic. Airdrie are a good side. I was quoted and got a bit of stick for saying that they were the best team we've played in this league. I still firmly believe that. A lot of respect for Rhys McCabe and what he's doing. So we knew this was going to be a hard game, but we started the game ever so well. Some of the football was excellent. We should have got ourselves in front. Unfortunately, that, for a bit of luck or a bit of decision making at the end, didn't matter, but I was delighted with the first half performance.
You must be pleased
with the way they kind of held on as well. I think they're down to 9 men to keep this unbeaten record when they had that's 22 games, which is a club record, obviously, and continue that as well. It must be
It was a club record before the game, but we don't want to give that up.
We're not going to let the season fizzle out. We've got another away support here in our numbers. We've got players that are desperate to win every game. Unfortunately, we didn't win the game, but the character they've shown late on in that game was incredible, but I'm not surprised by that. Now, you don't go on 22 game unbeaten runs if you've not got character. You don't lose one game. We've still got two to play, but you don't lose one game all season if you've not got character and that real desire to work for your teammates, and that's what they've done. And delighted with that at the end as well. Not the red cards, I'm not talking about that, but delighted with the desire, the courage, everything they showed just to stop the ball going in the net. And that shows what that group's all about. There has been times where it's been... Why are we quiet now, please? There's loads of times where maybe it's classed as other teams play better football, other teams do this, other teams do that. I don't know how many points were clear at the top of the league, so it doesn't really matter, but I think that first half performance showed exactly what that group of players can do. Were excellent, and then the opposite side shows you why we're comfortable clear at the top of the league.
Do you have any thoughts on the red cards? I mean, you've already done it's still two red cards in there, so just wondering your thoughts on
it's our first two of the season. I've got plenty of thoughts on it, yeah, but I know what happens when you talk about it. I'll keep them to myself.
Good defensive performance for the 9 men at the end.
Yeah, look, as much in Airdrie, I think, was it in the last so many games, the 26 or 27 goals. I heard Dave's press from yesterday, and they're a dangerous, dangerous team. They're a very good footballing team, attacking team, and what I will say about that Airdrie team is I'm glad I'm not playing them in the playoffs over two legs, because that could be anything. As we've seen for the games, we're 3-0 down here. We won the game 4-3, and maybe that shows the differences in the teams in terms of the way when we were down to 9 men, we could still hold on, given there wasn't as much time in the game for them to. But I didn't feel, and maybe that's because the league's won, I don't know, but I wanted that record. I wanted to keep, I don't want that, the record's there, but the full group, we want to continue that, we want to add to it. But I didn't feel under too much pressure. They had a lot of the ball, of course, they're going to. We had set up to allow them a lot of the ball and keep ourselves narrow in the pitch, because it was the only way we could stop. They've got good players when we had 11 players on the pitch, so when you're down to 9 and they're good players, are still really good players, but they've got extra and more than you, so we had to give up areas of the pitch. We've done it, but defensively as a shape, and in terms of certain players, Chris Mockery, Robbie Mann, attacking players in that team that then had to do a proper defensive shift in terms of football development and football education, that's great for them, and I'm delighted with that. Look, I wanted to win the game, and I think in the first half we've done enough to be comfortably in front. But that's football. You've got to take your chances. We didn't. And then in the end, it feels like a win, if I'm honest, because the way they saw that game out. And I don't think I've ever said that after a draw. Even when we drew at Falkirk, I never say that from coming two behind. But this Airdrie team can really hurt you by 11. More than any team in the league. And just my opinion. And that's up for debate. But it's just my opinion, my staff's opinion, and certainly my players' opinion as well. This team are the team that's hurt us the most in the league. And again, that was going to be the case today, but we stood up to it.
And it was something to celebrate in the end, because your players and yourself enjoyed that with the fans.
We've got to. The fans' folly is everywhere. We'll have a massive crowd at East End Park next week again. So, no, look, it's been like that. That's not because the League's won, we celebrated like that the last time we were down here, and it's not to disrespect anyone. We do it at home, we do it here. There's a great bond between the fans and the players and the full club at the minute. There's a great togetherness, and we want that to continue. And it's more a thank you to them for travelling down in their numbers once again when the league was won last week, and I know for a fact probably everyone over there will be going to the game next week again. So I know it's no cheap to come to football. It's not too far a distance for them, but given that they could be doing anything on their Saturday, but they choose to come and watch Justin Fairmont team and a bit, and I bet they all went away happy today, even though we only picked a point up.
How important is that unity between the supporters and the players and the staff? It seems like there's a real kind of course being champions it's going to be, but the positivity is running right through the club.
No, there were that unity there back in August, back in September. It did pick up a wee bit in November when we won at Falkirk in front of a massive crowd. But they've been with us from the start, and as I said in the first interview I done for the club, I can't promise any wins, I can't promise a promotion, I can't even promise going up through the playoffs or winning a league, so to talk about the promotion. So all I can promise is we'll pick a team that gives everything for the fans that turn up. There's not been a game that's not happened. Every single game they've played, and that's not, we lost at Montrose, they gave us everything. We were 2-0 down at Falkirk, they gave us everything, we drew 2-2. So it's hard to, and people will look at it and say, well, it's because they're winning. No, I think that was there at the very start. We went over that with the players before the game and says that the spirit and everything was built for the first day. It was a reset button for the football club. There's new owners in that it was our first real chance after COVID to get things going in a probably semi-normal way compared to what it was like before. So it was a reset button for the full football club, and this club's got a fantastic history. We don't want to look back on it, but we're very proud of it, and the fans are very proud of it as well, and they play a massive part in it. And it's only right that every time we play in front of them, we give everything. But they also know, for the ones that have seen us training, or the ones that hear me often enough, the players give everything every day in training as well. So there's a real worth ethic in that dressing room, and that's maybe why when they're down to 9 men against a very good team, they can see it out, and that's why if we'd have lost the game, we'd have still done the same thing going over to the fans, because we'll be consistent with that.
Well done, James.
Cheers, thank you.